You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with your pets, and we sure do love talking to you. You can call us toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. Just to check in, or if you have a question about your pet's grooming or your pet's health, we have Dr. Debbie over here and dog father Joey Villani to my right, and Lori and Sunday. Sunday is a brand new foster, hopefully not a foster failure, but a foster dog. Lori's into the bulldogs, and I got to tell you, Sunday is one cute bulldog.
She's adorable.
So what's happening this hour?
Talking about one of our favorite breeds of dogs. What is one of the favorite breed of dogs that is being bred, totally, truly being bred into oblivion?
Ooh.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really scary.
I don't know why, but I see Sunday just perked up. So that's on the way in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. But first, we visit with Blake Russell again, who last week told us about genetic preservation and what Viagen Pets does. All very intriguing. I spent the week looking at the website, and I understand that there's an announcement. Welcome back to the show, Blake.
Thank you, Hal. Yeah, we're very excited. We're ready to make our announcement about our first puppy. This will be the first cloned puppy ever born in the United States. And, you know, most people, they're not even aware yet that companion animal cloning is available here. And so this puppy, she's going to get the opportunity to tell the world that cloning technology is available for pet owners everywhere.
I have to ask, what kind of puppy was it?
She's a Jack Russell.
What was the story behind the Jack Russell?
Well, she has an owner who believes that she was the dog of a lifetime, had a phenomenal relationship with her, and she's getting older, and he saw the opportunity to produce an identical twin to this lifetime treasure. It's a chance to extend this bond that he had with her, and so he's anxiously awaiting now. She's cannot be sent to her owner until she's weaned, and she's still a few weeks away from that. So he's watching her on video every day and communicating with her, and it's just going really, really well.
So are there others waiting in the wings to do this?
Yes, sir. We have a waiting list now that's building as word is getting out. We're just beginning to get word out to veterinarians and pet owners, not only around the U.S., but everywhere, that now puppy and kitten cloning is available here.
It sounds like a very hard and complicated process, Blake.
Well, the good news is that our team of scientists make it very simple for our clients. Our clients take their pet to their veterinarian where they get a simple skin biopsy, and we do the rest. And at the end of the day, the client gets 100% guarantee that they'll have a healthy veterinarian-inspected genetic match, so an identical twin to their dog or cat.
Does this involve GMO?
There is no genetic modification here. They get an identical twin, so this dog or cat will have the exact same genetics as the original.
So if you do genetic preservation, are you required then to do a clone?
The first step to cloning is the genetic preservation, but we have hundreds of clients that take that first step, so that then opens the door to future opportunity, but many of those clients are very comfortable for now staying in that genetic preservation step and just waiting until the opportunity is right for them and their family to proceed with cloning.
There's a lot of information here. Where can we learn more?
Well, we look forward to visiting with all pet parents, so they can find us at our website at viagenpets.com, or they can call us at 888-876-6104.
I'm going online right now. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 Reasons Birds Make Incredible Pets. It's no secret that birds are intelligent and are increasingly becoming popular as pets and companions. Those who have had the privilege and joy of having a bird as a companion will sing their praises if given a chance. There are so many wonderful and beautiful varieties and sizes of birds in the pet world, I thought I'd share 5 reasons birds make incredible pets. To begin with, birds are very intelligent. They're able to learn from, bond with, and interact with their owners. They're playful and can greet you with the actual words, "Hello, Rob, how you doing?" When's the last time your dog or cat spoke to you in actual words, made uncanny remarks at the most inopportune or maybe perfect time, and can carry on actual conversations? Okay, maybe the conversations are a bit repetitive, but still, how great is it to hear from your pet, I love you. Next up is the advantage that they're easy to care for. They require minimal grooming and are naturally very clean and hygienic animals. They take pride in themselves and will preen themselves daily to keep their feathers shiny and clean. They require little space, little food, and can get by with a little time when time is short in supply. It's also easier to clean a cage once a day than multiple cleanups for dogs and cats. Another advantage is that they do not need much space to live in. While a bird cage with more space is always more desirable, many get by with minimal space. So if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of space or time, a bird may be a perfect pet for you. Bird toys are also another easy thing to provide for them. Birds are able to make almost anything into an item of interest in play. Next, birds are fairly easy to train. Their intelligence and curiosity make them willing, eager, and very capable learners. They do love to interact and please. Combining all of this makes them much easier to become well-trained and extremely entertaining members of the family. Remember that birds are beautiful. They have different features and habits that will certainly keep you entertained and engaged for a long time. Next up is that they also don't eat as much as other pets. They literally eat like birds. In addition to pellets, seeds, and other prepared bird foods, many birds enjoy appropriate fresh fruits and vegetables. This leads us to the importance of knowing what things can be toxic to them, as they and their systems are much smaller and more susceptible. Finally, most birds stick to a regular schedule that, when followed, provides predictability and a healthy environment for you and your bird. So if you're thinking about a bird as a pet, do your research and know that you're possibly making one of the best friends you'll ever have. Also, remember to check out the local and regional bird rescues for adoptable birds that may be available. Share your pet bird stories and tips on our Animal Radio Facebook page.